Okay, so I've been asked, why is it that Hindus are becoming terrorists? For instance, they're killing people over the transportation of cows. When I was asked this, I said, really, it's such a big topic? And I was told that people are talking about all over India. Well, in the last few weeks, I've been in Udupi in Karnataka, then in Mumbai, then after that I was in various places in Gujarat. Then after that I went to Vrindavan and Delhi area, and now I'm here in Bhimavaram in Andhra Pradesh. That's all in the last, what, 6 weeks, something like that? And it's the first time anyone ever said anything to me about it. And then I asked, and I was told that some Telugu film stars are saying, oh, you know, why give so much? Tamil film stars are talking about it, okay. Now, why give so much? Well, people give so much importance to them. They're basically people who are paid to jump around and smile and dance. And film actors are not very important people, but people are stupid, so they take them to be important. Now, if you're talking about this Gaurakshak Dal or whatever, they're protecting cows. Well, first thing is, why are cows being killed in the first place? What kind of civilization is it that kill cows? You may say, well, America's supposed to be the number one country in the world and they kill so many cows, so we should imitate them. But actually, India should be giving this the spiritual knowledge by which people can live peacefully and without violence. To kill cows might be legal in America and other countries, and I believe in much of India it's illegal. And even in the Constitution, it's there, so far as I know. But let's see, what are the laws of karma? The cow is just like our mother, is it not? She gives milk, she's very peaceful, she doesn't do any harm to us. Even her stool and urine are so valuable, and then you kill her. What kind of a civilization is that? That you kill cows and have slaughterhouses. So I can give the solution to this cow protection. I can tell you quite easily how you can stop all this violence connected with the cow vigilance. Vigilantes, that's the word. You just stop cow killing and then they won't react, that's all. Right? Easy solution. But they won't do that because it's Kali Yuga and people think upside down, back to front, and they think that... See, they're so concerned why they're killing humans and this and that, but why are you killing cows? Why? Why are you killing any animals for eating them? God has given so nice fruit and vegetables and grains and milk from the cow. Then why should we kill animals to eat them? It's a horrible civilization that thinks that animal killing is, it's our right to kill animals and then we eat them and we don't know the laws of karma. Animals also feel pain. If we give pain to others, we'll get pain back. That's how the laws of karma work. People need religious education. Film stars and everyone, they all need actual spiritual education. I'm not talking about just learning something for some dogma, but actually learning the scientific laws of nature. There is a law of karma. Ever heard that one? That there's an equal, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? So it works in the laws of karma also. People should learn this. So it's Kali Yuga and there's violence. Vritta Hinsa is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vritta, meaningless, Hinsa, violence, that is a symptom of Kali Yuga. So we can expect more and more and more of disturbance in society. Another symptom is adharmam dharmam iti manyate tamasavrita. People who are Kali covered by the mode of ignorance, by darkness, they take dharma to be adharma and adharma to be dharma. So that's a symptom of Kali Yuga also. What's the solution to all of this? That people are waving one flag and killing people with another flag and fighting with them and antagonistic. Purification of heart is required. Everyone is in very poor consciousness, thinking in terms of I, me and mine. They can be purified by understanding that God, Krishna, is Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam. He's a friend of all living beings. So we shouldn't inflict pain on others. That purification will come by chanting the holy names of Krishna. There's no other way. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasjeva, Nasjeva, Nasjeva Gatiranyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way, no other way, no other way but to chant the holy names of Hari, to chant the holy names of Hari, to chant the holy names of Hari. Otherwise, as long as someone's thinking, I'm a Hindu, this is my enemy, or I'm a Muslim, this is my enemy, these are all temporary designations. Someone's born in a Hindu family and they think I'm a Hindu. Someone's born in a Muslim family and they think I'm a Muslim. In the next life they may swap. Hindu may be born in a Muslim family and a Muslim may be born in a Hindu family and they start fighting all over again from the other side. So we should understand we're only in these bodies temporarily. Human life is meant for God realization. But for God realization, that requires purification of consciousness. And killing of cows means there's no human civilization. They're just subhumans. People who are not very advanced in consciousness or civilization, they may hunt some animals in the forest and eat them. But civilized man, he should have a higher consciousness. Not that he organizes slaughterhouses for killing animals. This is hellish. Simply hellish. Why should you inflict so much pain and violence unnecessarily? You should stop all this. So anyway, that's what I had to say. It's not 10 minutes, but it's enough. Ah, something else, sir?
He is asking again, rhetorical question, same question. That why they are calling it as a action of terrorism when we act?
We are saving to protect our dharma. And our...
I see. So the those...
They are calling, we are terrorists.
Like terrorist act.
Terrorist act. We are saving our dharmas and our culture.
So why are people saying Hindu terrorism? Well, anyone can say anything, but again, you should understand who to hear from. Don't take film stars as any authority on anything. What do they know? They get some prominence because they can entertain others, but to entertain others doesn't mean they know what is the actual truth, what is the actual fact. For that, you have to go to people who have dedicated their life for spiritual culture, who are deeply absorbed in God consciousness. Then you learn from such people. But nowadays, people don't even know what it is to learn anything about spiritual culture. Education for them just means you go to school, you get a job, you earn money. The real meaning of education is lost. Education means that one should understand who I am. I'm an eternal, spiritual, living being. I'm not born when the body is born. I don't die when the body dies. Unless we understand these basic things, then we'll go on to... It's like children talking. They don't know what they're talking about. And now there's a Hindu, Muslim, terrorism, this, that. What terror? They're slaughtering the cows in the slaughterhouse. That's terrorism. Then you're going to get a reaction, for sure. The reaction for just, you know, one or two people killing Gorakshar Dalal, there's huge wars. That's going to be the result. Thousands, millions of people killed. This is the result of sinful life. We should understand what is sinful. Nowadays people, they don't even consider what is sinful. Previously in India, people would be very afraid to kill even an ant. Now they, now here in this whole area, Bhimavaram used to be famous for rice. Still they're growing rice, but they're killing fish. They think it's very efficient to have fish farms, killing so many fish. Then people become sinful. You should stop all this. Get spiritual knowledge. Understand, you don't wantonly kill others, anyone, anything. Any living being, we have no right to. We can't give life, so we shouldn't take life. That goes for terrorists, whether you call them Hindu, Muslim, whatever. If you want to protect what you call Hindu dharma, although there's no such term, Hindu dharma, in the Shastra, if you want to protect it, first of all you should understand what it is yourself. Otherwise, if you simply designate others as our enemies without yourself cultivating, then what's the point? Just like you see, the Muslim children, they're all taught the Quran, right, in the madrasas. And the Christians, they go to their Sunday school, they teach the children. And Hindus, how many Hindus can recite even one verse from Bhagavad Gita? Hardly, not even 1%. So this Krishna conscious movement is meant for teaching people what are the actual teachings of Bhagavad Gita and applying that in their lives. Hare Krishna. I think someone from the same TV channel came to me in Secunderabad. Is it the same same channel, is it? Yeah. So give them some prasadam.